阿兰，
Did you say hello?
No, I said hello, but that's close enough.
You're a worm, aren't you?
Yeah, that's right.
You don't know by any chance the way through this labyrinth, do you?
Oh, me? No, I'm just a worm.
Oh.
Come inside, meet the missus.
No, thank you, but I have to solve this labyrinth. But there aren't any turns or any openings or anything. It just keeps going on and
well,
on.
Anyway, look, it's right. It's full of openings. It's just you ain't seeing them.
Well, where are they?
There's one just across there. It's right in front of you.
No, there isn't.
Come inside and have a nice cup of tea.
But there isn't an opening there.
Of course there is. You try walking through it. You'll see what I mean.
What?
Go on then.
That's just wall. There's no way through.
Things are not always what they seem in this place. So you can't take anything for granted.
What? Hey!
Hey, hang on!
Thank you so much. That was incredibly helpful.
Don't go that way.
What was that?
I said, don't go that way. Never go that way.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, if she'd have kept on going down that way, she'd have gone straight to that castle.
Robbie's Modern Life on FBR Radio 94.5 FM.
What's up?
Yo. Hey, that's right. We bought a mother flipping air horn. Play that shit. Bass.
What?
Play that shit. We bought an air horn.
We bought an air horn. You got one as well?
I got one as well.
What? I wish I had one.
But Mitch, you can.
Okay, with me in the studio is Mitchell JC.
Hey, how you doing, everyone?
Mitch, Bernie Bolgi.
Hey, what's up?
And I'm Robbie Armfield. Thanks to Brody Tanner for the mornings before us. We're going to be with you until 1 p.m. today. Huge show. So, as you heard, we bought an air horn. Listen to that. And also, the Anne Frank of dogs has been found in Hawaii over the weekend. And it really sort of...
Some people want it to be domesticated.
Some people think it should be domesticated. Others think it should be left to its own devices. In any case, it is disturbing. And Mitch, coffee makers.
How to clean a coffee maker video audio. It's circulating around the web. And bloody hell, what a treat that is.
Let's have a listen now. This is how to clean a coffee maker.
Hi there, this is Jonathan Tarki, and today I would like to break one of the most well-known common believing about the mocha, the cafetiera. That after you use a cafetiera, you shouldn't wash it using soap. You only should use water. It was well known maybe 100 years ago, but nowadays we know that coffee brings oil. And also remember, always wash properly your cafetiera and enjoy the best coffee you get.
Closer. Closer to the mic. Closer.
And tells you.
Yeah. So anyway, as you can hear, that's the best way to clean a coffee maker. And you wouldn't think it's that way, but it's actually the way it is. And it's really interesting that it should be going viral like that.
Yeah, I learned something. That's the kind of best kind of video where you learn something and it's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome.
And also, one of our mates sent us some pretty interesting audio. You stick around to hear the real truth that he sent to me. No. It was on his Insta story.
It's not Tommy, was it?
It was Tommy. Oh, he sent me some pretty amazing truths. Shall we hold back on that or should we play it?
I don't know. Are people ready for this kind of truth this early in the morning?
All right, let's play it.
Let's do it.
So, today, I lost my watch. Fucking bullshit, but you win some, you lose some. And it's another reminder that you know, sometimes you lose material things, right? Money ain't nothing. Money ain't a thing, bros. It don't need to be no thing. Do you need to? Is it a necessity? Nah. If I didn't have a phone, I'd have a time. Sky. Look at the sky. Look at the sun. That'll tell you, mate. You're always fucked up. Anyone that's in Sydney right now, like, if you...
The realest truth sent through to me on my Insta story. Stick around to hear more of that, my friend. And also on Friday night, something happened, Mitch.
Yeah, ain't that the truth? But you can run and you can't hide, unfortunately. A man was hit by the Uber he ordered on Friday night just past. What was meant to be a great night out with friends has turned into the hospital visit from hell, with the driver that caused the whole incident to begin with going the extra mile and taking the man to the emergency room. So that, stick around if you want to hear the audio of that.
I don't, to be honest.
All right.
But
we won't play it.
I'll happily stick around though. I love this show. We got our hands on a brand new branding iron. And Rob, your ass is up next, I reckon.
Oh, man, you got to brand my ass.
Yeah,
brand
your ass,
Robbie's
dude.
Modern life. This is what's coming up on the show.
Shit. All right, stick around. This is what's coming up.
Pull your pants down.
Over the weekend, one Israeli youth was accidentally court-appointed three dads.
No.
Interviews with each of the dads and the kids suggest that everyone is having a hard time adjusting.
Three dads.
The Supreme Court judge has apologized for the mix-up, and custody for the child is now being scheduled to be decided in court once again sometime in early July 2020. More on that as it develops.
It seems like it's getting quite hard because now all the dads actually do want custody of the child as much as it was an accident to begin with. So it's turned into a really tricky situation, I think.
Yeah,
I know that works out.
Yeah, well, we'll bring that to you as it happens. Now, Coney 2012, those are two words that definitely have a lot of weight to them.
Mm.
And this situation is no different. Bernie, what's been happening?
Look, the Ugandan warlord, he's making a plea for help, but we're not sure if he deserves it, as he kidnapped and forced children to join his army, the Lord's Resistance Army.
Mm-hmm. So, he's been found. Okay.
So, what are we doing about it?
Yeah,
he's making a plea for help, and you're probably wondering, why is he making a plea for help? He's trapped in quicksand, is where the BBC reporters have found him, in quicksand in Uganda.
Okay.
So, it begs the question, do we help him? Do we not help him?
Do we help or not? Mm. Okay, so the father of 42, as of 2006, is slowly drowning in quicksand and will surely die in the next 48 hours if nothing is done to rescue him, but should we?
Fine.
Okay, let's look at the scales of justice here. Right, before we continue, we must confess that, yes, there is footage of Coney struggling in the quicksand, but we are not able to air it, as it's copyrighted to the BBC.
Yeah.
And as much as we tried, we've been unable to pry it from their cold British hands.
Yeah, big organisation, very rigorous with those kind of agreements in terms of service, so we couldn't get it off them.
So in lieu of this real audio, we back our talents to recreate the scene using our professional radio voices and superior knowledge of African dialects, but are hesitant due to the ethics of co-opting the speech and vocal mannerisms of other cultures, specifically Ugandan.
Yeah.
As white Australasian boys, we feel it might be slightly tactless to employ audio blackface. Now, we want to weigh in here, for lack of a better word. All right, now here's the... we'll do a for and against now.
Right,
so
right.
This is for us recreating this audio of Coney drowning in quicksand that the BBC has managed to capture.
It's quite complex to understand this. Coney's drowning in quicksand. We've got audio. We can't play it. We can recreate it for you, though.
We can recreate it for you, but we are three white Australasian boys.
Yeah.
So, four.
Four.
These are the 4 points. Mitch, run us through a couple of these.
Yeah, can I just say right off the bat, actually, we are professional radio announcers. Mm. That's 1 4-point. For why we should be doing this.
Yeah.
I don't want to hold it back from the public, and I feel like we've got a duty to go ahead and present this to the public.
Yeah. We understand what sounds best on radio, and we've actually seen the BBC footage of Coney drowning in the quicksand, and so would be able to accurately recreate it. There's no question about that. Also, Mitch, your girlfriend went to Africa not too long ago, and so we know the accent pretty well.
Know the Africa accent really well.
Yeah, she should be back soon as well, so... Honestly, I've gotten a pretty good vibe, a pretty good idea of what it's like.
But against, we are three white boys, and it might be inappropriate for us to attempt these kinds of accents on air.
And a heavy history of slavery and heavy discrimination against Africans and people of African ancestry means that it is quite bad for us to maybe recreate this.
Yeah.
And the whole history of colonialism something we have to deal with when attempting to maybe even consider doing something of this magnitude.
I think we'd have a lot of tact, though, in thinking of that and considering the context of how we're doing it. So I'm pretty for it. Going ahead with it, I think.
You're for it, Mitch.
Yeah.
Let's just ruminate on this throughout the show. We might come back to it later. We'll see what people think.
Maybe text in as well if you'd like and let us know what you think. Should we recreate the BBC's footage of Coney drowning in quicksand? You know, maybe dipping into the territory of doing audio blackface or not? You know, it's up to you. Text in 0409 945 945.
Yep.
Now, another thing that's coming up in the show, Lil Wayne, Atlanta rapper Lil Wayne, is doing a 24-hour Fortnite dance stream in support of Brexit. The Atlanta rapper is doing it hard in support of getting Brexit across the line and is doing it on the popular game streaming platform of Twitch, using Fortnite as the main platform.
Funny, it's called Twitch because he's had actually a few issues so far. He's about halfway through the 24-hour stream. A few issues with his hammy playing up. So. It's funny, it's called Twitch.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Hey, we've got all that and more, plus your favorite reasons to get to the beach this summer, as well as reasons to look at your finance and
many reasons
to look at your finance this summer.
Yeah.
We'll be back in a moment with some beautiful music and some more chat. Robbie Burney and Mitchell in the studio. Robbie's Modern Life is the name of the show. FBI Radio is the station, 95.4 FM. Let's see you in a moment. Okay, what was that song? Cola with Remarkable Features. And who are we? My name is Robbie. With me is Mitchell.
Mitchell.
And Bernie.
What's up? I can hear a sheep.
I can hear some buzzing.
Some bleating.
I can hear some buzzing in the studio.
Someone was a sheep.
We were pretty fat back in the day.
Hello and welcome back to FBI Radio, 94.5 FM. Robbie's Modern Life is the show. My name is Robbie. With me, my two mates, Bernie and Mitch. Welcome back. All right, we're talking today about the best movies to watch when you're eating fried chicken. Rob, I actually think that today is the day I think we should probably look ourselves, look our faces in the mirror and turn our lives around.
Bernie, sorry to stop you, mate. Could I have the chippies?
Here you go. Yeah, pass them over. Thank you. All right, what about the chockies? Do you want any? Yeah. No, but no, I was saying we should be turning our lives around, guys. What? In what way? In what way? I'm talking about our weight. We have a weight problem, guys.
Oh, I'm waiting for more Marcus.
Yeah, Mitch is right. I don't mind waiting
for No, mass.
What you, mass? Mate. What, Sunday mass? I don't go.
No, I'm talking about our weight, our mass, our fat. We have a fat problem.
Fat problem? Fat chance of that. Mate,
there is a fat chance.
Pass me those
chocolates. We need to change our weight, guys.
We're Nova. Yum, yum, yum.
No, guys.
What? Look at ourselves in the mirrors.
Yeah?
What?
We can't
Look
see.
What we're eating. We need to change our ways.
Bring it over here, I can't see the mirror.
I think today is the first day of the rest of our lives, guys. We need to turn our lives around, and by December this year, we need to have lost weight. And I'm not talking about Max's lines.
Okay, maybe he's right, Mitch. How do you propose we do it, though?
I propose, follow me.
So that
so
was
we were pretty
January.
Fat, as you can hear. Sorry, this thing is so fun. Sorry. Stick around. We were so fat. I mean, we were eating chicken nuggets every
Chips.
Day. We were eating... Yeah. I
platters.
Ate three burritos for breakfast. Oh, you were eating meat platters.
I get the drumstick bucket for breakfast.
You got the drumstick bucket.
Buckets, platters. So much stuff. So many greasy foods.
And we got really, really fat. And that's why last week we did Tough Mudder. I brought you guys along to Tough Mudder,
Thank
of course.
Thank you so much for that. Yeah.
That's okay. And it's been on the back of a whole year of really slimming down and trying to do something about it.
Was that a year ago?
I know.
Pretty much.
That was back in January.
Yeah, it's December now.
Yeah.
And that brings us to a new segment. It's called The Weigh-In. Rob, if...
Yep, go ahead.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah.
So
there's a lot of
a lot of leader. So the weigh-in. So we have been training for a year to get that fat off our ass, and we are now going to weigh in and see how we did. Mitch, up on the scales.
I'm up first.
I'm excited.
Okay.
This is going to be fun.
Let's see. Get those scales out.
Okay, get
those
scales.
Let's see if I hit my target goal.
Ass on those scales, my man.
I was aiming for 36 kilos.
36. Okay,
let's see what you did.
Hop on.
Next on Robbie's Modern Life.
You ready to find out your weight, Mitch?
Bring it on.
Why is the producer looking at me like that?
Will Mitch be allowed to keep his gun?
You cannot say that.
Stick around to find out.
You got sharper eyes than the old bird. See a worm so far away. You shipped your wing, you don't say a word. You knew just where the earthworm lay. Like melting snow, you have your way. No predator we'll watch your perch. I see you looking at the sky. It aids my sight, it ends my search.
Sharper Eyes by Arthur Russell from Iowa Dream.
I like that one.
It's quite nice. Robbie's
Good
Modern
choice,
Life right
bro.
Now on FBR Radio 94.5 FM. Bernie, Robbie, and myself. Robbie
present.
In the studio. Robbie, Bernie, Mitchell, myself.
And Robbie.
Oh, Mitchell here as
Mitchell
well.
As well. As
you should
well
get Bernie.
Yeah. As myself.
Get
is
me,
here.
Get me, get me.
Bernie.
Yes.
Hey.
Yeah.
Now, summer has well and truly sprung. And with it comes hot, hot temperatures. Ice cream, cool soda, iced coffees are just a few ways to escape the heat in a hot summer period. But also the beach. It's time now to look at why we all love the beach and what we can do on it to enjoy our time in the summer.
No one's actually asked me this, but I figured I'd just fucking crap on about it for a bit anyway. So, I wrote a song that was released by my band Thirsty Merc. The song's called In the Summertime. Take me back to the sweet times, the hot nights.
Take me back to the sweet times, the hot nights. Everything is gone.
Been the theme song on Bondi Rescue for about 14 seasons now. Anyway, look, I wrote it in 2000 and, I think, yeah, start of 2004, maybe mid-2004, I think I did the first demo for it. And, look, was I trying to write a hit? Fuck yeah, I was. I was trying to fucking write a hit. I wanted it to fucking get on the radio. I wanted it to fucking get played like a fucking motherfucker and generate as many royalties as possible so I could make as much fucking cash as possible. I wanted the thing to be as fucking catchy as fucking Velcro, and I wanted to fucking get that shit cranking.
Take me back to the sweet times, the hot nights. Everything is gonna be alright in the summertime.
If you're looking for something to do tonight, come down to Lazy Bones in Marrickville. I am guesting on keyboards with my old band, The Subterraneans. That's James Ryan, a whole bunch of tunes. And I've got a Score to Cheer shirt on as well. Funny though.
Take me back to the sweet times, the hot nights. Everything is gonna be alright in the summertime. Baby, in the summertime.
That's right. Ooh. Summertime is here. Summer has well and truly sprung. And with it comes the hottest temperatures and the coolest beverage drinks to cool you down. We also love the beach. And it's time now to look at why we all love the beach and what we can do on it to enjoy our time in the summer. With us to discuss it is Sophie Gordon. How you going?
Good.
Good, thank. No, I'm kidding.
Thank you. Great. Thanks for being with us. Now, what do you love about the beach on the summertime and what to do on it?
First of all, the sand between my toes.
Wow.
The smell of salt in the air. The nearby steel mill. Fish and chips on the beach. The sound of seagulls. The sight of seagulls. Bringing my laptop. The swell. Little crabbies. Picking up. People watching. Taking photos of the water. Bikinis. The smell of seagulls. The taste of the wet ocean air. The high-rise backdrop. Swimming. Jumping off rocks into the water. Cranes. Getting dumped. Collecting sticks. Catching fish. Making a wig out of seaweed. Seaweed fights. Catching seagulls.
What else?
What else, Sophie?
Throwing shells at Mum. The smell of traffic. Drawing words of love in the wet sand with a stick. Looking at the cranes. Staring at my feet. Mars bar. The grass out the back. Sounds of nature. The air. Maybe it's the farm life I actually love.
Hang on.
Hay? The smell of hay. The air. Catching yabbies in the swamp. Panning for gold in the creek out back.
What year is it?
Wrestling sheep between paddocks. Muddy feet and gumboots. 18-hour days on the tractor. Watching Dad on the tractor. Crying so hard it hurts from the isolation.
You bring this audio in?
Freshly ploughed fields.
Strange, beachless.
Sophie, thank you so much. Well, now I suppose we understand why you love the beach and the farmyard.
And the farm life, I guess, as well. Wow.
Quite interesting.
Okay.
All right, now it's time for...
Very cool. Thanks for sharing.
Yeah, thanks for sharing, Sophie. Probably time for a song now, and we'll come back.
Hang on, why don't we jump on the scales?
Speaking of pigs at the farmyard, we need to weigh in because we were fat at the start of the year.
We used to be fat, and now we're weighing in. So, Mitch, hop on the scales.
Mitch, hop on the scales, man. Let's do it.
Come on, man.
Come on. What do you got? What are you weighing?
You were 200 kilos at January.
Okay.
What are you
weighing?
200. Well, I'm aiming for 36.
Fat. All right, fuck this. I'm out of here. You're out of here. I'm out of here.
Yeah.
No, whatever.
Mitch, Bernie, and Robbie are very fat.
Mitch, you are actually one sassy son of a bitch. I guess leggings is my thing now.
Stick around.
Dear Hoof, covering the Shining soundtrack. That one's called Music for Strings. Percussion and Celesta SX-106. RML right now, FBR Radio, 94.5 FM. Robbie, Bernie, and myself, Mitchell in the studio.
Correct.
And we bought a mother flipping
air horn.
And we have no qualms with using it. So loud, and it's definitely going to be, something that I'll be giving the family.
How much juice has it got?
Gas? Quite a bit. I haven't used all of it yet.
You got the meat on the side there. Does it say?
About 3/4 left.
Man, it's infinite.
Give it a honk. I want to see how far it goes down with one honk.
All right.
Ow.
Not that
warn
much.
Warn a guy before
good.
You do yeah. that. You got to warn a guy.
All right, fair enough. So we are talking about our weight because earlier in the year we were so fat. It was truly disgusting.
KFC
I
platters.
I didn't feel good about myself.
Yeah. What we did was we sort of, worked our asses off all year to sort of get rid of it. And we've been weighing ourselves and seeing how well we weigh this year.
Hopefully you have lost some weight at since the end January. Of
the year. I did a few cheat meals. So
did you?
Yeah, did you?
I did have a few cheat meals.
Hey, guys, sorry. Can
what
I just got to take
are you talking about?
Sorry.
Are you serious? We're in the middle of the show.
Sorry.
How important can this possibly be?
Hello.
G'day, Robbie. How are you, mate?
Oh, yeah. Good. How are you, Martin?
Jeez, buddy, ripper out there. Good day today, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it's beautiful weather. I actually just went for a nice evening stroll. How's your day been?
Yeah, good day. Happy holidays. Must be nice relaxing.
It is. It's so relaxing, Martin. I've just been, reading, going for leisurely strolls, cooking dinner, that sort of thing. It's been lovely. How about you?
Oh, yumbo. Dinner. What's been cooking for dinner?
Oh, you know how it is. Barbecues, steaks, maybe some steamed greens or a salad. Pretty basic, but quite tasty as well. Have you been doing the same?
Yeah. We've been cooking up a storm over here, mate. We've been cooking up a storm.
That sounds great, Martin. Mate, how's the family going?
The family is really well. Thank you so much for asking, Rob.
No, that's all right. Hey, thanks for the call. Are you around for Christmas? Or I love chatting on the phone, but I'd love to see you in person. Are you still in Sydney? Or
sorry, Rob. I'm out of town over the holidays, and then it's straight back to it. Jeez, bloody hell. Looks like we can't find the time.
How's the missus?
Can't live with her. Can't live without her, mate. She's great, but she's great. How's your missus?
Yep. Going strong. She's beautiful, and I love her so much. She really enjoys the... steaks and the sangers that I make on the barbie. So all's well.
Sounds like you got a keeper there, mate.
It sounds like I definitely have a keeper here, mate. Yeah, that's right. Hey, Martin, I'd probably better get back to work. I'm actually at work at the moment, but it's been so lovely catching up with you. I hope we can catch up in the new year.
It'd be great to see you, Rob. We'll have to get that organized.
All right, mate. I'll leave you to it. Thanks for the call.
Bonza, mate. Good to chat to you. Have a good one. Bye.
Bye, mate. Thanks. Sorry, guys. What was that? Martin, my mate.
Martin, I've never heard of him.
Yeah, honestly. Yeah, but
it's just a friend of mine.
They had pretty intimate knowledge.
Seems nice, yeah.
Yeah, he's a really good guy, actually. No, he's really good. I love chatting to him. So, anyway, he's just a really good friend of mine. We don't need to go into it.
He seems kind of mechanical in his way he
speaks. Wouldn't say that. I haven't seen him in ages. He's a really good guy, though. No, he's just a friend. So, I've got friends other than you guys.
No, fair enough for picking up, though. Good on you. Not a lot of people pick up their phones these days. Mitch, I'm looking at you.
Always got to pick up for Martin. He's one of my best mates, honestly. Yeah. Like, I've got other friends than just you guys. So,
Fair enough.
Yeah, we've got a text here on 0409-945-945. It says, hey guys, Jackie Chung here, not to be confused with Jackie Chan. Jackie Chan. No, haven't tuned in for about 6 months. Mind giving me some highlights of what I've missed? Thanks. Jackie Chung, not to be confused with Jackie Chan. I wish we could, mate.
Yeah.
I wish we could, but you'll probably just have to go back and listen on the podcast. Robbie's Modern Life, it's available on all the podcasting websites.
Yeah.
And it's all there.
We've done some of like our craziest since 6 months ago. So
I reckon the show's like stepped up at level or something. All right. Maybe.
Now,
Mitch, speaking of stepping up, you need to step up on the scales right now because we need to see how much you weigh since January.
Oh, right. Yeah, let's do it, man.
Okay, step up on those scales. Let's do the weigh-in.
Let's do the MF weigh-in.
Come on.
Let's do it.
It's time for it.
The weigh-in.
Let's do it. Step up on the scales. Let's see how much you weigh.
I'm up, man.
No, you're not.
Okay, get up.
I'm not. Yeah, my bad.
Get up there, dude.
Now I am.
All right, let's see what it says. Oh, what are you going to be?
No,
you look pretty good. You look pretty good. I reckon it's going to be a good number.
What?
Coming up after the break.
All right, on the scales. Let's go.
Will Robbie be able to fix the scales in time?
I'm feeling good about this. I have an idea. Let's take our shoes off. Oh, yuck. What the?
Bernie's foot fetish might have met its match.
Yuck. Jesus. I'm kind of turned on by that.
Ow! It's festering, man. That's natural.
Coming up on the weigh-in, Robbie's Modern Life.
Cadet! Sir, what seems to be the problem here, Cadet? I see you eating a cheese sandwich, and I notice we don't have enough soldiers on the front lines. We're here in a war zone. Can you explain that to me, soldier?
Yes, sir. I have been ordered to eat this cheese sandwich, sir.
Eat this cheese sandwich, sir. Holy shit. Everyone get a load of this guy. Cadet, we're in a war zone. I don't know what I need else to tell you. Get on the front line.
Sir, with all due respect, sir, I have received orders to eat this cheese sandwich right here, sir.
I've got half a mind to slap your ass to kingdom come right here, right now. You've been receiving orders to eat a cheese sandwich? Explain yourself, cadet.
Sir, Lieutenant Corporal Roger Jr. gave me orders 10 minutes ago to eat this cheese sandwich, sir, today.
Order to eat a cheese sandwich. Everyone! Everyone in the cafeteria, look over here. We got a cadet that is being ordered to eat a cheese sandwich instead of being on the front lines defending his country. Ha ha ha!
Get down and give me 50, get in!
Sir, I will not be giving you 50 before I eat the cheese sandwich. It was the order I first received, sir.
Oh my God, I'm about to slap you stupid, son.
Cadet! Lieutenant! Sir. What seems to be going on here?
Corporals, sir!
Sergeant! Sir!
Sergeant!
Sergeant! Sir!
Cadet! I gave you orders 10 minutes ago to be eating this cheese sandwich. What seems to be going on?
Oh, Sergeant, I have almost finished eating the cheese sandwich, but Lieutenant has ordered me to go to the front line, which I cannot do until I have finished the sandwich.
Sergeant! Is it true that this cadet has been ordered to eat a cheese sandwich instead of going to the front lines and defending his country?
Yes, Lieutenant, this is true. Lower your weapons, please.
All right, guys.
Finally, I can eat in peace!
Okay, guys, all right, that's it. Thank you. Thanks, everyone, for coming tonight.
Awesome,
and,
awesome. What time next week?
All right, we've got merch at the door. Tonight's show has been recorded thanks to Marissa. Thank you so much.
And thank you so much, FBI Radio, for being our partner this week as well. So
okay.
You might be able to hear this on air next week.
Drinks down at the Royal just after this.
Yeah.
See you guys awesome.
Then. Absolutely. Cool.
Yes, sir!
See you there.
Well done! Well done! Thank you!
Project 2 by Sandy Alex G from the most recent album House of Sugar. RML right now, FBI Radio, Mitch Burney, myself Robbie with you. Thanks for being with us. We appreciate your company. Now,
no worries.
The BBC has found Kony. Kony 2012, you might remember him. He's a Ugandan warlord that rose to fame in 2012 for rounding up children and putting them to a war effort, putting guns in their hands and making them soldiers.
Yeah.
Not good. The world rightly responded with anger, disdain.
And an awesome 20-minute video which inspired millions of people to buy his merchandise, Kony's special line of merchandise.
Yeah. Mm. Stickers, bumper stickers, yeah. Posters, hats.
Cell phones, hats.
Selfies, sticks, stuff like that. Yeah. Anyway, that was back then. This is now. Kony's been AWOL for some years now. We're not, is he alive? Is he dead? What's going on? The BBC, the British Broadcasting Service, has found Kony overseas drowning in quicksand. So not only has he been found, but he is drowning in quicksand.
So odd.
And it raises a number of moral grey areas. Firstly, Kony, Ugandan warlord, guilty of several heinous war crimes, you know, by all accounts should just be shot and killed on the spot, right?
You reckon?
Well, but by some accounts,
by all
at least
accounts,
give it a fair trial.
But but some other accounts saying that he should have a fair trial like any other war criminal.
Also, it's good to be noted that he's currently drowning in this quicksand, and it's going to be a very slow process. So we're about 8 or 10 hours into about a 48-hour sink. So now he's around the waist, sort of. It's down to about his waist, I believe.
And so what's happened is the BBC, there's some BBC reporters have found Kony in the quicksand, and they recorded some video footage of him, their interaction with him. release that online. We've got our hands on it, but we can't show it to you guys because of copyright.
Yeah, so there are a number of legal obligations when you do broadcast things on the FM dial like we are doing right now. To you, the listener that's listening right now. There are a number of legal obligations. One of them is to clear samples and things like that with the original distributor. So BBC having been the owner of this particular footage, we were unable to get their clearance on this. So we came up, we were sort of put in a weird position because we obviously want to show you, you know, that it is Coney that is drowning in the quicksand as captured by the BBC, but we're not allowed to. So we thought, okay, how can we accurately depict this? Well, we are superior radio broadcasters. We have a fairly good working knowledge of the African accents, given Mitch's girlfriend has been to Africa recently. Should we recreate this audio? You know, but should we? Because we're three white Australian boys.
We could, is the thing. Like, we could do it.
But that's equivalent to audio blackface.
Exactly. So that's where it's comes into the against area. Where, you know, there's history of colonialism, et cetera, et cetera.
Should we do it? Should we not do it? You responded on the text line in a fervorous way, for and against, and we decided, look,
a strong four on the text line.
We're gonna try. We're just gonna do it. So we have recorded our take on BBC's footage of Coney drowning in quicksand, and we'll air that for you now.
Excuse the accents.
Excuse the accents. We think we're quite good at them.
Help me!
Is that... Excuse me, sir, what's your
who's
name?
Who's there? Help me! Help! I must require assistance!
Okay, sir, you are drowning in quicksand very slowly. Can you please tell me your name?
My name is Coney. You should know who I am. I've been missing.
Excuse me.
Do you see that as well?
Extend me a branch post-haste.
Okay, so you're Coney 2012, the Ugandan warlord, is that right?
Well, yes, I must profess that is me.
Okay, so you are now drowning slowly in quicksand. I don't know what to
do. We don't have much time, my good man. Extend me a branch post-haste.
Okay, that is Coney 2012, right? You heard about this guy?
Yes,
definitely. Do not have time.
He's got a children's army, right? Against their will. Ugandan warlord. I'm not sure if we should see this guy.
A gentleman cannot choose his past. Now help me.
We've got a bit of a reputation to uphold, sir. We are the BBC, okay? We have a bit of reputation. We have to, look over here. Should we say the man? Should we say the man? You have to call it 2012.
Well... Come on, I'm feeling the sand in my britches at this moment.
It's a very sticky situation. I don't know. You know, on the one hand, we do have a journalistic integrity to uphold.
Please.
But on the other hand, he's a very, very seasoned...
Well, the safari threatened to this way. What's going on?
Help me!
Sir,
let's see here. You're not
coming 2012. I'm just running my safari. What's going on here?
We'll suffocate in any instant. Please help.
He's drowning in quicksand.
Is that Zuccari from the pictures?
Yes, that's me. Now I proclaim I need help.
Oh, we should probably help him out.
I don't think we should help him, though, because he's done terrible things.
On. Everybody in the safari, give me 1 second.
Help!
I've got to go ahead. I'm actually in the middle of a safari. I've got to drive this car in.
No, come back. I'm getting sandy.
Is that Coney 2012?
Yes, it is me. How many introductions must I go through?
Stuck in the sand all on your own?
Yes, I am.
Well, Jim, yeah, Doctor.
I'm in park. It's all good now. Here, have some rope.
Thank you. Yes, please toss me that rope.
I don't toss him the rope.
You can't save him. He's done terrible crimes.
Right.
May we deliverance on this later? I am dying.
He's done terrible crimes, sir.
This is just retribution for what he's done.
Maybe we save him and we take matters into our own hands.
Yes, I love that idea.
Oh, we should crucify him.
Oh, well, afterwards. I just need to breathe. Get me out.
Best beware. Well, I've never seen a king or a beast, so with a little gonna be at the main stage like no king was before. And I'm brushing up on my looking down and working on my roll. You've rather long way to go, young master, if you think no one's saying do.
You've rather long way to go, young master, if you think. Now when I said that, I...
Be there.
Okay.
Why did we get singers into this?
All right.
This is such a waste
thank
of time.
Thank you so much to the...
It costs so much.
Singers.
The singers, thank you.
Thanks, singers.
Thanks, singers.
No problem. Thank you.
No worries.
Thank you for coming in.
Thanks for coming in.
That was from the official Lion King performance on the... From the
stage,
West End.
West End.
West End. Thank you so much.
Thanks That's for
so
coming awesome. In.
All right. Now, it's time for me to do one last thing here.
Rob!
And
God
refer
damn it.
To, sorry, guys. And refer to the text line as well. 0409-945-945. Before we get out of here, someone said, I went to Coney Island in 2012. My favourite section was the big slides. Not the ride, but the big Adidas slides my mother got me for Christmas in 2011. She never let me go on the rotor because I get motion sickness. Thank you for getting in touch. And, okay, so Borat works for the BBC. Dot, 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 lol, David Hazelbrook.
Yeah, sorry
It did
about
sound
those,
like that. Sorry, accents, those accents were, in retrospect, rubbish.
Mm.
And I wish we could, you know, erase not that erase from that from life. The from the air. But
you got the gist, though. That's pretty much what's happening at the moment. Coney's in quicksand. And
Coney's in quicksand. He is dying. Yeah. Should we save him? That's up to you.
Yeah. Sorry about the accents.
More on that next week.
Yeah, whatever. See you next week. Hey, Merry Christmas, everyone. Have a good one.
Merry Christmas. Okay. Who's that?
Have a Merry Christmas. Yeah, thanks, everyone. So, we've got to get out of here. For Make Wave, Christy Mafazel for lunch. So, Mitch, thank you so much.
No worries.
Merry
Have
Christmas.
A good New Year, guys.
Thanks. Bernie.
Christmas.
Merry Christmas, guys. We'll be back here for our last show of the year next week.
All right. Thanks, Sophie and Jules, the singers.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Speaking of the mic, Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
All right. And I've been Robbie, and you've been listening to RML.
Hey, Rob, thank
FBI
you.
FBI Radio is the name of it. You can listen back to the podcast. It's got all the juicy bits that you missed.
Bonus bits
and that sort of thing on all the podcasting websites that you know and love. And the Facebook page is pretty dead, so maybe just unlike that as soon as you can.
Yeah,
hey, we got to get out of here. So thanks, bye, cheers. See this is Buried Alive
Christy.
By Cass McCombs.
Christy, come in.
Christy.
Oh, the stereo's off in the foyer.
All right. Have a good day, everyone. A good week. Merry Christmas. Be safe. Enjoy. Bye. See you next week.